Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, on the line right now, do you have the actual promotion for Al?
Yeah, he's...
All right, hold that. Here you go, Al.
Here you go. Howard Eskin, as usual.
Things aren't quite as smooth as normal because you're at the garage.
Audi Devon for a luxury experience. Visit Audi Devon. Born in Germany, perfected in Devon.
All right, Howard Eskin is on the line. How you doing, Howard?
I am just absolutely sensational. I can't wait to get out there tonight. Just
all right.
to see all the things that have been sold and about to be sold.
Well, I got to assume, Howard, I've always thought of you as kind of a pack rat. You must have provided a lot of good items yourself here, no?
I assume so. I just started picking things and putting it in there. You know, I found some crutches from Joel Embiid. I found the sabermetrics charts from Matt Klentak, which I had, which makes every player sound great. You know, I got all that stuff.
Exit velocity.
Hold on, Howard. You have been, you're a known collector. What's the best thing you have? What's the thing you really love the most of the stuff you've kept over the years?
Because he was my childhood idol, was Sandy Koufax game one jersey, which is kind of
wow.
Cool.
Where'd you get that, like at a show, or you didn't know Sandy?
No, there was a guy I met who, in the minor, they used to pass all that stuff down to the minor leagues.
Right.
And it went down to the minor leagues, and nobody cared about that stuff back then. Yeah. So I got it from a guy that was working in the minor league Dodger system, and a Sandy Koufax jersey got down there.
Nice.
So I
put the value of that at $10,000, minimum.
$10,000.
$10,000. Honestly, that's an incredibly valuable item. But Eskin is not giving it up because he's already rich. He doesn't need the money. All right, Howard, let's get obviously the big story of the week was the trade. And you're around the team all the time. Are you amazed by the negative reaction in the clubhouse to losing Jordan Matthews?
See, I wouldn't call it negative.
Okay.
Here's what I would call it. What are you going to say? Here's the question. Are you guys going to miss Jordan Matthews? Nah, we'll just move on. You know, you got a next man up. That's cold. That would be cold to say that. He was a very, very nice guy, very nice presence in the locker room. But I don't think it's negative. When you snap the football, the first time you snap the football, Carson Wentz is not going to think about, well, I had Jordan Matthews out there. You know, I'm going to look over. There's no Jordan Matthews. Hey, listen, I know Carson Wentz was very close to him, and they were good friends. And I get that, but they can still be good friends. He's just not on the same team.
Right.
I've been through so many. The player that broke my heart, and he didn't get traded, he retired in the middle of the season, was Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
You know, I was lucky enough to watch the greatest third baseman that ever played the game of baseball. And all of a sudden, on Memorial Day in 1989, he said, I'm done. But you kind of get over it. There's always been players that you got to like and you watch and say, I'm going to miss that guy, both personally and professionally. But you learn over time, and that's what the game is. Football teams change anywhere from 18 to 20 players a year,
yep.
Even if you win the Super Bowl. So I don't really think it's negative. I think you're saying the right things because Jordan Matthews was a really good guy. To everybody
right.
in that locker
well,
room.
Tell,
and he was a nice player.
All right, tell me what you think of the deal. How much does it help the Birds?
Well, they obviously needed help at the cornerback position, so it does help. And I had said, and I may have said it with you or on maybe when I was on with the Midday guys, that I didn't think Jordan Matthews was going to be here next year.
Yeah.
He only had 1 year left on the contract. They weren't going to re-sign him. So sometimes you've got to move on. And they do have depth, as crazy as it sounds from a year ago, they have depth at wide receiver. The thing that I didn't like, but Buffalo, I was told by people in Buffalo, they would not have made the trade without the third round pick.
Oh, of course
would not.
Howard, I think they wanted that more than Matthews.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they did. Now, they knew they wanted Matthews, because they knew they were going to trade Sammy Watkins, who they didn't like a little bit. So they knew they were going to trade him, so they wanted to get another wide receiver. And they wanted Matthews in the deal, but they wouldn't have made the deal without the third-round pick. So that's a thing that concerns you. But if you look at, you know, I'm going to take it a step further with the Eagles. Sidney Jones probably won't play this year.
No, you're wrong. Front office, my people, Elliot Shore Parks, tells me he's going to.
Yeah, I know, Elliot Shore Parks. Yeah, he gets it all right. I like Elliot.
I don't
personally.
Want to get in the middle of that one.
It's about hits on the website.
All right.
Whatever, and I like Elliot. But the reality is the front office, let's say after six games, I'm sure he'll be on the PUP list. Right. So after six games, they're really competitive and they really need a corner. They would think about it. But I know the front office wants to let him stay out the whole year and make sure everything is – I mean, I see him walking around. He looks fine. But they want to make sure.
All right.
But so next year, so you say, all right, well, we got a corner, and he's your first year, basically your first year with the team. So you have something there. But I didn't like the third round pick, but I do like the trade.
Let me get to the little baseball stuff because you were mentioning Schmitty. What a speech he gave at the Saturday night. Right? Was that amazing? This is the thing about Schmitty. You were here, Howard. He wasn't as loved then as he is now. And he was the best third baseman that ever played. And now the guy comes out. He's a spokesman for the alumni. He does a brilliant job. What happened? How did he become finally the icon in Philadelphia that he always deserved to be?
Well, I think people realize, you know, time heals everything.
Yeah.
I always thought, oh, he doesn't die. So I asked him one time, he doesn't, you know, and there was a player with the Yankees, Craig Nettles, who always dove. And I says, and Brooks Robinson dove. So they say, well, Schmitty does. He's not playing hard enough because he didn't die. So I said to him, Mike, I said, why don't you dive? He says, number one, I've got better range than those guys. Number two, whenever I dove, I would get hurt. So he didn't have to because he had better range. So people looked at that. And then he had strikeouts. But he had close to 1,600 RBIs. He had 548 home runs when home runs were hard to hit. Now everybody gets them. But they didn't appreciate that because they always looked at the negative because he didn't have that emotion that they wanted to see. But time heals, and time also gives you time to reflect and say, my gosh, this guy was really a good third baseman. Yeah.
And a brilliant guy. He's a great broadcaster, too, Howard. He's good at it.
He's got to be in the booth by himself. I mean, I like Buck, and I like Ben Davis. But he's got such great insight.
You're right.
That I want to hear him with the play-by-play guy. I don't need to hear anybody else when he's working on the weekends. He's very intelligent. He writes very well. He's a sharp guy, and he's an emotional guy, which I don't think people realize about.
All right, one
Mike
more,
Schmitt.
Howard. I got to get this in because I want to give you a chance to rip Matt Klentak. So Matt, this Reese Hoskins thing is driving me nuts now. So Reese Hoskins, he has a little bit of slow start the first few days. He's out there last night. Where were they last night? San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. Listen to the bombs this kid hit. He hit two of them last night. His first two home runs in the big leagues. Listen to these. All right, we'll play the other one later. I thought they were together. Howard, why did it take them till last week to come up here?
Last week, I don't know. After the trade deadline, he should have come up. But it would have been interesting. If Aaron Altair didn't get hurt, you wonder how long it would have taken. Now, I think he had to come up in August. There's no question you want to. And then they want to see him. You know, he's only played, one game at first base. I guess they had hoped maybe Tommy Joseph could be traded, but you're not going to get much for Tommy Joseph because first base is probably really likely where he's going to play. But
give him a chance to play, Howard. The kid needs experience. What are they doing? They don't have any idea when to bring guys up. They wait for injuries. This is the future of the team. Get him in the lineup in June or July and give him a chance to get some experience.
I absolutely agree, and I'm so tired. First of all, I don't want Odubel Herrera around here. I don't think you can win with a player like that.
You're right.
And I'm so tired of this sabermetrics, this analytics. I saw a stat in the post-game notes the other night, which I wanted to throw up.
Yeah.
It's just like since the All-Star break, when the Phillies have put the ball in play, which is the key, they've hit 327. What's the matter? Do we forget about the 8-9 strikeouts a game that they have? Does that not count as part of the batting average? It's so you can do anything
terrible
with numbers. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, this cybermetrics nonsense.
How it continued to harass Klentak. You are our hope in the big
Angelo,
picture.
Angelo, that's a ridiculous comment.
All right. You will be back, Howard. You will be out here at some point today, correct?
Yes.
Howard Eskin, don't miss Howard at the garage sale. Should be a party.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.